Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 12 at the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Kathy Perry's here, too. Kathy is our social media expert. She is a social media strategist. She is the co-author of Stepping Stones to Success. She is one of the people we turn to when we want to understand what the heck's going on with in our online world, and especially in the area of connecting with people, whether we do it directly or whether we use content that we contribute to them, information that we provide for our customers and our communities. She's the person we turn to. Kathy Perry, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. I'm happy to be here.
Always a pleasure to have you back. Hey, Kathy, there's a term that you hear a lot around big companies called content curation. And I know you've been working on this quite a bit lately. Small business owners don't use that term. It's a big company term. It's an agency kind of a term. But yet small business owners do it, and they're going to be doing more of it. If I have my way, and if you have your way, they're going to be doing more of it. But it's really not a term that most small business owners, I mean, it's intuitive, but it's not a term that we use typically. What do you think?
Well, I agree, but any time you write out an article or a story or some blog content, anything that you're writing about your business, for your business, any stories, anything that's going on, that is content. And what happens is when someone else says, "Oh, that's an interesting story, I want to share it," and then they curate your content and they share it.
Right.
You know, big companies like the Huffington Post, it's all curated content. There's stories that they're pulling from everywhere else. But the thing that's really interesting is I had a client who is an online magazine just contact me and say, "Well, if I curate content, am I stealing?" And she was struggling with the ethical part of that, and how do I do it okay where I'm not stealing somebody's content? And the problem is that Google doesn't know who originated the content. And so what's happening to the small business person who puts up this website and they've got all this content that they've paid for or they've written, and then some magazine or some other organization takes that content and uses it and curates it, because they might have a higher ranking than the small business, that small business gets penalized by Google, and they lose their ranking, and the authority for that article and that content goes to the person who curated it instead of.
Well, I have a little bit of a different spin on the terms. To me, content curation is where you determine how you're going to present information to your customers. It could include seasonal content. It could include, fashion-related content. It could be, you know, anything. To me, content curation is where you've actually got a plan for your content. What I think that person that called you about was doing, I call that content aggregation, and to me, that's a term. When you use that term, that's really more, I think that's more accurate to what they're doing. They're aggregating other people's content. But Kathy, I thought that isn't there a way of using canonical tags? Isn't there a way to claim the origin of a content so that if it shows up somewhere else, Google traces it back to that original tag?
There is, but generally, it's not something that's it's not easily done by a small business person.
No, you got it. I have that. All my stuff. We ran into this 2 or 3 years ago, and I think you may have been involved in this a little bit, Kathy, when you were helping us back. We went back and we put canonical tags on ours so that other people couldn't aggregate our stuff. I don't mind them aggregating it as long as you got to do attribution. You got to give attribution, but by doing the canonical tag, I think the originator, the author, basically gets credit for it, right?
Yes, that's true. It's
part of the indexing, folks.
It is part of the indexing, and making sure that whenever you are using somebody else's content, you're giving them full credit. The only thing is, what's happening is, you know, there are people who will build up a whole site, and then their whole content gets curated and taken, and then they lose their indexing, and the other person has it.
I see that all the time. I do, as everybody else, and like I recommend to everyone, I do Google alerts on certain names, right? Jim Blassingame Games, Small Business Advocate, et cetera. And I see certain words that are associated with my stuff on a website that it doesn't have my name on it, or it's not, you know, it's not fully attributed. And these are rogue sites that they're just trying to throw out there to build some kind of traffic. So what is the answer? Is canonical tags the answer? Hire an SEO expert to help you with canonical tags?
Well, that's part of it. They're actually, I happen to see a new widget for WordPress that is coming out about plagiarism to help you be able to send out, do that search automatically to make sure that your content isn't being stolen, and actually help you with those tags. And indexing with Google.
You want people to use your stuff. It's the highest form of flattery, right? If Huffington Post picks up one of your articles or one of your videos and puts it out there, that's good for your business. But you just want to make sure that the author, the originator, gets the credit, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. We don't want Google to index you.
Yeah, KathyPerry.com, right, Kathy?
Yes, thanks.
Kathy with a K, I'm Jim with a J. We're going to be right back. When we come back, we're going to talk about something called schmishing. You've heard of fishing, right, folks? Well, this is schmishing. And I know you're not going to leave now because you got to know what that means. 20 after, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.